This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome back to Caravan of Garbage, where we go, all right, let's look at this.
Where do we even get this one? Sometimes we say dark web is where we got this one.
Well, that's entirely correct. Now, because Wonder Woman 1984 is coming out, we considered doing Wonder Woman 2017 because, you know, we did the Snyder trilogy with Joss Whedon. We did it. Don't even worry about it. But I feel like with Wonder Woman 2017, it's pretty good. I like a lot of the action scenes. The cast is great. It's pretty fun. I like it. But I don't have any really interesting takes on it.
What are we going to do? Talk for 10 minutes about the scene where Chris Pine's in the bath? Maybe.
Maybe we will,
but not this week.
No.
This week we decided to go not to 2017, not to the deep dark past of 1984, but the even deeper, darker past of the year 2011.
But we have done a commentary for Wonder Woman 2017 on BigSandwich.co. If you do want to check it out, all of our thoughts are there if you do want to hear it.
All of our bad thoughts.
People often ask, what does the name Caravan of Garbage mean at this point? And nothing really. But for me, I think it comes down to, do I have anything to say about this?
Right, yeah.
And we certainly do have something to say about David E. Kelly's 2011 pilot.
The creator of Ally McBeal.
That's right. And
better
things.
Yep.
He invented the unisex TV bathroom. In Ally McBeal, remember?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
PC gone mad.
It absolutely was. People were probably upset about it or fine with it. I can't remember. Yeah.
They looked up momentarily from their dancing baby screensavers and they're like, what is this?
Isn't it crazy that there was no Wonder Woman movie until 2017?
Cinematically. Yeah.
Part of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and Wonder Woman.
10 goes at Batman, but no goes at Wonder Woman, yeah.
And it's not like she wasn't in popular culture. The comics were running. There's been multiple animated series and
lunchboxes.
Lunchboxes. The Linda Carter series, all of these things. So it's kind of bizarre to me that they decided to make like a completely Wonder Woman-focused, not like a Wonder Woman Origins, like Smallville-esque thing. They had a full-on crack at Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And it's, not very good. By the way, this is unaired. You can get it. This is definitely going to be flagged by Warner Brothers.
And in its defense, it's literally not finished.
Yeah.
Like, there's CGI skylines that don't have any textures on them.
Yep.
There's a fight sequence where you can still see the wires.
Everyone's got a cable.
I imagine if this went to series, they would have made some changes. Probably everything they would have changed.
Yeah, probably everything.
So this one is, this Wonder Woman is played by Adrienne Palicki.
Yes.
Who, nowadays you would know her, she had a great run on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as Bobby Morse Mockingbird.
Yep.
You would know her as one of the main cast members of The Orville.
Yes.
Seth MacFarlane Star Trek thing.
Yeah.
But prior to those things, she had a lot of pilots that didn't get picked up, it seems.
She has done the trilogy of failed comic book pilots.
Mm.
I don't think it's her fault. I like her. I think she's good. But she did Aquaman,
she's a beachside bartender or a surf shop owner or something.
And a monster.
Was she also
a monster?
Good on her.
Yeah. She also did Wonder Woman, obviously. And there was a Marvel's Most Wanted pilot, which was a spin-off of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which has never been released. I'd be very interested to see what that is like. It's probably better than Inhumans.
Oh, almost certainly, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. I want you to explain something to me, Mason.
Go on.
First of all, this is very much made in the transition between bad television and good television. Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
And I know there was good television at the time.
Yeah.
But we've really gone into that golden era, and this just feels like it was made in a million years ago.
It's got what I call a some star cast.
Well, there's one in particular which we'll talk about, where it's like, what the fuck? He's in this?
Right.
We'll get to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But explain to me the identities of Diana Prince.
Okay, well, here's the
thing. What's the choice that they've made here?
Well, what's interesting and what is kind of inconsistent about...
I'll leave a like.
Oh, yeah. What is interesting and kind of inconsistent about Wonder Woman's character in the comic books and other media is that sometimes she's got a secret identity, sometimes she doesn't. And in this, they've decided to take this to a whole nother level.
Yep.
In that she seems to have three identities, except, I thought about it, it's not that weird in principle, because Batman, in a way, has three identities, right?
Okay,
because
sure.
He's the superhero Batman. He is like the public persona of Bruce Wayne, who's like a lazy playboy who falls asleep in board meetings.
Yeah.
And he's real Bruce Wayne, big sad crybaby, obviously. And so I'm like, this is kind of just another step on the way of this.
But in practice,
all right, in practice, the three identities she has, the first two actually aren't that weird, right? She's Wonder Woman, the superhero. Yeah. The people on the streets know her. They're like, hey, Wonder Woman, lasso me with your lasso of truth.
How come your lasso has...
Beat me up.
Your lasso's got weird unfinished textures on it.
I know, it's not finished yet.
Yeah, but maybe if you've got to put this to air, maybe you should fix it.
We'll fix it in post. Shut up, we know. Right, so there's Wonder Woman, the superhero.
Yep.
There's her... There's Diana Themyscira,
yes,
who is the powerful CEO of Themyscira Industries, which is a company that does two things. It builds powerful crime-fighting technology, which it pays for by selling Wonder Woman action figures.
Yeah.
But then I think what happened is...
With big boobs.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a whole big scene about that, isn't there?
Yeah, there sure is. It shows she's grim and gritty, I guess. I don't know. And then I think what happened is the showrunners went, well, she's a very powerful woman in both of these identities, and maybe...
Who can relate to that?
Well, exactly.
Who wants to see that?
It's a bit off-putting, isn't it? Because what we want her to be attainable to male viewers, and we want her to be relatable to female viewers. Our female viewers, we're assuming, are all... women sitting on the couch,
watching Ally McBeal
with a cat. And so they're like, let's make her identity
also,
a woman sitting on the couch eating chips with a cat.
Also contemplating whether or not she's going to make her Facebook profile.
Oh my God, 2011.
Which is a big part of this. For some reason, there's a moment where she does go to make her Facebook profile and it's like friends, and you're supposed to list your friends, which is maybe like a thing that Facebook had. I can't remember.
I don't know.
But she like pauses and she's like, oh, and she only writes her cat down. And then she has this realization, like, maybe I don't have any friends. But you got so many friends. You got friends at work.
No, I don't know. They're all underlings as far as I'm
concerned. Oh, okay, fair
enough. But I was going to say, like...
They should have given her a sister.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So Supergirl is a sister.
Supergirl's not a sister. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But, like, the idea that they went, well, she's a bit too powerful. Let's give her, like, a, oh, my God, she's just relatable and gawky and sitting on the couch. It'd be like if Batman's...
was an incel.
I was going to say, if Batman's third identity was to make him relatable to male viewers, was that he just lived in the basement under his parents' house and sat in a big gaming chair and looked at too many monitors all the time in the dark. Wait a minute. That's the bloody Batcave, isn't it, James?
Got him.
I got him.
Yeah,
I got...
but he'd be wearing a Release the Snyder Cut t-shirt.
but he would.
So that's fun.
Anyway, here's the thing about this Wonder Woman. I find her fundamentally unlikable.
Yeah, I don't think it's her fault. I think it's written very weirdly. And there's some things that are shoehorned into this where I'm like, oh, if you're going to do that, maybe do it properly. Because one of the major plot points of this is Liz Hurley, the evil character from this, is selling...
To be fair, she has a character name. She's not just evil Liz Hurley.
I don't know.
They're not like, Liz Hurley's destroying the city.
Ah! Smash! I was in Bedazzled.
I was in some of the Austin Powers movies. One and two? One and the start of two.
So she's selling drugs and some steroids, but inner city youths are getting hold of it, and they show up pictures and it's like four black teens. They sort of weakly touch on this racial issue, sort of.
Uh-huh.
Or it's a coincidence that they all happen to be that. It's a strange addition. Here's the thing about the Wonder Woman here. It's not all there in terms of, like, the things that she has. So, for example, she's got a visible plane.
That's true. They refer to it as such in the pilot. Oh, my God, it's Wonder Woman in a visible plane.
That's it. There's the lasso of being a normal lasso.
Yeah, which... it's referred, the press refer to it as a lasso of truth.
Yeah.
But she only really uses it to trip people up. At one point, she needs to get information out of somebody, and she doesn't lasso with a lasso of truth. She chokes them out. Use the lasso of truth.
It's, or maybe it's like a toy marketing thing. Maybe it doesn't really do that.
Oh, right. Yeah,
so,
okay.
So they could, and they probably also have an invisible plane where they sell an empty box.
Maybe you lasso somebody with it and that person just tells you uncomfortable truths. Like, those pants aren't very flattering on you.
No, I'm honest. This isn't your best look.
What are you objectifying yourself? Come on.
But one thing they do, and you mention it, is the costume doesn't look good and it was heavily criticized at the time. And I've got some stuff about this at the end. So at the end, she just changes into the little Wonder Woman
star kind of underwear thing situation.
Uh-huh. But there's no, I don't know why.
Right.
Like, why then? Is that better for fighting?
That's always the excuse. Yeah. But it never is.
No. Anyway.
Also, she does quite a bit of murder. I don't know if you have a note on that.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, and she's killing people down the corridor.
She
like
literally, she breaks into Evil Liz Hurley's headquarters / drug den situation.
Yeah.
And just pulverizes a bunch of dudes. And again, as Liz Hurley literally points out in this, she doesn't have a warrant.
Nope.
She doesn't. Wonder Woman publicly she calls a press conference and she's like, listen, people of Earth.
Yeah.
I don't have any evidence against this woman, but I'm pretty sure she's evil.
What is this, the Rudy Giuliani story? Got him! I've gone political!
Oh, yes.
I've done, I'm sorry to do it, but you set me up and I'm bloody knocking him down, mate.
You better believe it. I don't know if that's slander or libel, because I can't remember which one is written and which one is verbal, but...
I think she could do it because at the end of the day, she's just like, I'll beat you up. I'll kill you.
Right? And then, again, what she does, she just breaks into this place and she just starts beating people up. At one point, she throws a lead pipe through a guy's neck.
Yeah.
And the look in the guy's eyes is definitely, I'll never see my kids again because of this lead pipe in my neck.
What I love about those guys, because they're all juiced up like super soldiers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
First of all, the lead guy looks like human growth hormone Johnny Drama, which I really appreciate. Uh-huh. That. But there's a moment where before she comes in, they're like, don't worry, if she gets through security, we'll be ready. And then a roller door comes up and she's standing there. Behind her is the visible jet and there's nobody, like, there's no body scattered.
Yeah.
So was your security a roller door? Like, maybe they were going to add people in post going, oh, she killed me. She killed me.
I've been killed so bad here. And I was the toughest guy.
I love that all those guys are varying sizes and... like levels of fitness.
Yeah.
Like there's like a giant guy. Like there's a couple of giant guys and there's just like regular kind of ish looking dudes.
Yeah, I think maybe some of them were stuntmen and some of them were just like teamsters who were, you know, on set at the time.
Speaking of though, that scene, it's pretty good. Like there's some decent stunts in this.
Yeah.
But that scene, like set in a warehouse with shipping containers, I've seen that on every stunt person's like showreel. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every one of them has something like that. There's nothing in there that really makes it particularly spectacular or even Wonder Woman-esque. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
At one point, she does block some bullets with her bracelets, but that's earlier on. But yeah, you're right. The fight is
or
not...
after? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it happens in the I was going to say movie. This is not a movie, just to clarify. But speaking of movies, fucking... Pedro Pascal is in this.
He really, yeah, he is.
I think I must have known this.
Greedy Pedro Pascal taking his second bite at the apple of the Wonder Woman franchise. Come on, man. Leave some for the rest of us.
Unbelievable. So what's amazing about that is as well, he has way more chemistry with Wonder Woman than Steve Trevor does.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, I think... is the same guy from that Knight Rider reboot.
It is. It's that, Mike Tracer.
That thoroughly unlikable.
No, he was the coolest guy in the world in that.
As he kept telling everybody, yeah. He was at college, but he was also
an
ex-Marine or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he had no flaws. And that's why that show did well and everyone liked it.
That's right.
They should have made him a...
plank of wood? Oh. Just a living plank of wood?
I mean, they did. I mean, you should have had a cat or something.
Oh, a cat would
or
have
like
done
a personality where he wore glasses and ate ice cream.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. Just like regular dudes.
Yeah.
So Cary Elwes is in this. And I was shocked beyond belief that at the end it wasn't revealed that he was also a bad guy.
Right?
I think that would have been a plot point. If this had a continued.
He's got villainous hair. He's got a dramatic three-piece suit.
He's all like, we need bigger boobs on the Wonder Woman.
Right?
And she's like, I don't have bigger boobs than Wonder Woman toys or whatever. And they're like, well, I don't know. The bigger boobs ones sell. Anyway, he's not. He's just a guy that works for her or with her. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, he definitely would have turned out to be like working with Liz Hurley or something.
Yeah, he's probably whatever Pedro Pascal is going to be revealed to be in Wonder Woman 84.
Donald Trump got him, Mason! I've done it again! How does he do it? He's getting those dislikes. People are leaving by the droves, Mason.
Doesn't matter. Dislikes still count as engagement. Woo! People are still going to see it.
And even if you've left, you've watched it this far, which means that certainly helps the algorithm regardless. Anyway, sorry to get political. Here's trivia.
I'm ready.
As we call it every week.
We call it Wondrous Trivia.
Wondrous Trivia. And there's a big, the more you know, but it says Wondrous Trivia.
Oh, yeah, because that's the NBC, the Peacock, yeah. David E. Kelly, Ally McBeal.
Ben's put that in.
Nice.
And he loves it. He loved doing it.
Was Ryan Gosling in this for a second? Is he on the TV?
Yeah, he's in The Notebook. Because she's relatable. She's watching The Notebook woman would, chick would, Mason.
Nice, nice.
Beginning to think you don't understand Wonder Woman's third identity at all, Mason.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Anyway, here we go. Wondrous Trivia.
The first time I saw that, because I've watched this before, I remembered her as wearing pajamas on the couch and being under a blankie, but she's not. She's just in her regular clothes, her outdoor clothes, which if anything is weirder, right?
It's got that vibe.
At least
though,
take your
it?
Shoes off.
Yeah.
God damn, you're in your house.
Is she actually from Themyscira? It's kind of hinted towards, but
it's a bit vague, isn't it?
I don't really
know.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
It's weird that this isn't an origin story. There's no flashbacks. There's no nothing.
That's what.
But anyway, Wondrous Trivia.
We needed that Smallville-esque 10-season build-up to this episode.
That's
you know
right.
What I mean?
To get and all she the finally backstory. Puts on the ill-fitting leotard. She's like, oh, this isn't flat. Why am I doing this? I don't want to. I'll put some pants on.
Look, if I come back for the crossover from the Flash universe, I'm not putting these back on. Anyway, here's trivia. BG Britt is in this. He also is in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. There you go. Some more bloody crossover, mate. The costume. Here we go. I've got some costume stuff. This is costume all the way down now for trivia. I should just call this costume trivia, but there was the BG Britt in, so I couldn't really call it that. You know
it's Wondrous Trivia.
BG Britt's mentioned. The costume apparently plays up the Greek origins instead of the patriotism. I agree.
All right.
I mean, I guess the new one sort of does that. There's more shades of Greek, you know, mythology than there is the Star Spangled Banner.
Yes.
In the look of it.
And on her belt, there are many souvlakis.
Yum, yum, yum.
Euros,
that's right.
Battle souvlakis.
Mmm. Throwing them out.
Throwing them out. Yeah.
Throwing them out.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting that garlic sauce in someone's eye. That'll sting. It's got onion in it usually. So though this lack of patriotism in the costume, it was criticized by the likes of Fox News at the time. I hate to bring it up. I don't like getting political, but this is just a fact. You know, that was
it's
in here.
It's in the fact. It's in the IMDb trivia probably.
That's it. Others thought it was terrible and too porny. It was also changed for the final act, which may have been a late addition or a reshoot, I guess.
Or
I'd imagine.
Pants just ripped, maybe?
I don't know.
Maybe they ripped and they're like, we only have the budget for one pair of pants, so... Guess you were
this
that
is
now.
Television.
Yeah.
This isn't the movies, obviously. The costume also shows up in Smallville because Erica Durance's Lois Lane wears it in the 2011 season.
There you go.
There you go. But here we go. Here's something positive. Linda Carter thought she looked beautiful.
That's
there
nice.
There you go.
Linda Carter doesn't have a bad word to say about anybody.
She's
love
the
Linda
best.
Carter. Yep.
And she's great in Sky High.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good movie. This has been Wonder Woman.
Go on.
I can't. This is the end, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We do this every week, though, Caravan of Garbage. And if you want to see episodes early, guess what you can? You can go over to bigsandwich.co, what we mentioned up top. It's not just movie commentaries. There's early videos. There's a bonus podcast. There's a regular podcast that we do, but it's an ad-free feed.
That's right.
What else is there? Other things.
Yeah, other things.
These videos early. I said that, didn't I?
Who knows what's going to spring up?
Who does know? It's a mystery. Here's a hint towards next week, though. What should we do next week?
Ooh.
There's this is for the extended. We'll put this in so people right. know. There's a Wonder Woman tally movie from 1974. So we could call it Wonder Woman 1974.
Is Linda Carter in it?
No.
Huh. Let's
but then
watch
also
it.
I'm like, I also kind of want to do some Linda Carter Wonder Woman as well. Because we haven't looked at that yet.
Yeah. I did a Christmas episode once.
Yeah.
With our friends Sarah and Michael.
Oh yeah, cool.
Over at Sarah and Michael Save Christmas.
Mm.
It's good. I like it.
All right. Yeah. Maybe we could do that.
Maybe we should watch one and see if they're bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I remember being like, this is pretty
But bad. What I could do,
yes.
I could do Wonder Woman 1974, and then people could come in hot and be like,
nice.
That's and the first few minutes of it would make it regular Wonder Woman 1984, and people were like, you've titled the video wrong.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I fucking gotcha! I didn't title it wrong.
I like how most of the content you make these days is based on some sort of weird form of spite over people you don't know.
Yeah, me too.
And when you're going to make that logo, James. You're going to make that 74 logo. We're going to stress over every pixel, making it pixel perfect.
Yeah, I could do that. But then if I do that, people will know that I've done it intentionally.
Oh, good point.
So I'll just leave the thumbnail as like a Wonder Woman 1984
nice,
poster.
Nice, perfect. Nice, okay, got them. You will get them.
Anyway, maybe we'll do that. We'll see.
All right, cool.
Sorry if you're in the extended audio. There's a little bit of a peek behind the curtain. Now we're back in the regular video.
Oh, nice.
Wow, doesn't that look good?
Unbelievable.
It's going to be our last one for the year.
Huh.
There you go.
Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, it won't be then, but yeah, absolutely. Right. Anyways, thanks for watching this video. If you've got a suggestion for Caravan of Garbage, leave it below. I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
And thank you for watching this video. Goodbye.
Rub that gem, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Wonder Woman.
Here she comes. She was wearing pants, but now she's not. Maybe her pants ripped. I don't know.
Maybe they did. And got stars on them.
I found some stickers in the car.
No, the plane.
I found some stickers in my visible jet.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.